Well, the jury's still out, I'd say, on whether video really did kill the radio star. But will the screen kill the paperback and the local bookstore? That's a question that the federal government wants some help answering. The Book Industry Strategy Group has asked for public submissions about the future of books. Are you happy to read an electronic book, or do you prefer a paper page turner? I'm certainly in the electronic camp, I must say myself. In the United States, though, the e-book market has totaled almost $350 million so far this year. That's an almost threefold increase from 2009. So will Australian readers make the same rapid change towards e-books? Michael Atkin has this report for Radio National Summer Breakfast.
You go to each other's house and you look at each other's bookshelves and you think, they've got Margaret Atwood and they've got Peter Carey and, oh, Jeanette Winterson. And suddenly you're thinking we've got a connection at a deeper level and the conversation starts to flow and it's this beautiful thing. Well, why not pass over your Kindle? It's the same thing. They can take it away, have a look at your library. It's easy to slip into your handbag and you still get that feeling of having a connection through books. And it's in this very slim, beautiful new device that's about where books are heading in the future. So I think romance is still very much alive. It's just taken a different form.
That's Vivian Arnold, an e-book convert. I'm sitting in her living room and there isn't a bookshelf in sight, but there are a couple of e-readers. Vivian and her partner recently sold over 1,000 paper books and went digital. E-books can be up to a third of the price, but Vivian says saving money isn't the main benefit.
It's the ease of transaction. It's the immediacy of it. We were coming back from a dinner party with friends the other day. We were in a taxi. Somebody was telling me about the book they were reading. I downloaded it then and there and started reading it. And one of the things that you get with the ebook reader is a highlight function where other people have been touched or moved by a passage or a turn of a phrase or a plot twist, and you realise why this is resonating with you is because it's resonating with others as well. And I find that intriguing. And the other one is, if you're into words like I am, you can look at the etymology of a word online straight away as you're reading it, and you can go through to all the various meanings of the word. So if you've got a love of reading and words, then this functionality adds to something that your book doesn't give you.
The federal government wants to know what you think the future of books will be. It's asking for public submissions about whether you're happy to make the change to e-books or if paper books still have their place in your life. Barry Jones is one of the people who'll be listening. He's the chairman of the Book Industry Strategy Group and believes we're at an exciting and rapid point of social change.
It takes a while before we get round to adopting it, but when we do get round to it, the take-up is very rapid indeed. You know, we were quite late to get the mobile phone. So our assumption is, or my assumption is, that although at the moment the take-up of electronic books is comparatively low, I mean it's less than 10%, but it could well be that in 2 years, 3 years, that the situation is going to be changed dramatically so that, say, the electronic book accounts for 30% of the market. This is going to have very serious implications. How can we get the best out of it? How will retailing be able to cope? Can we make sure that there's a good deal in it for the readers and that there's security for the producers?
Are you essentially looking at when the day of the paperback in the bookstore becomes numbered?
There is an already existing challenge. They're well aware of it. That's a problem for individual booksellers who contemplate, you know, what the next 10 or so years will mean for them.
E-books are being touted as a potential saviour for the publishing industry. According to Nielsen BookScan, physical sales so far for 2010 are down in value by 4.5%. There are no reliable statistics about e-book sales, but they are growing. At Allen & Unwin, ebook sales have quadrupled this year, but still make up less than 1% of revenue. They have 1,500 ebooks available. Elizabeth Weiss is the digital publishing director. She says publishers are keen to avoid the mistakes of the music industry and want to embrace the digital revolution.
Book publishers are acutely aware of what's happened to the music industry, and we're very keen that the same thing doesn't happen to book publishing and writing in this country. We're certainly seeing it as an opportunity, but that's not to say it isn't disruptive. Like many forms of technological change. It's immensely disruptive. And the sorts of changes we're seeing are not always things that you could have predicted previously. So it's not some sort of magic bullet. And there are quite a number of costs. So in many ways, this is a kind of a roller coaster ride. We know we're on it. It's started. It's moving. It's starting to move quite fast. And we're hanging on tight and making the most of it.
However, ebooks aren't as profitable, and that's a concern for publishers. To counter that, Allen and Unwin is making an effort to produce unique paper editions to attract consumers. They're predicting physical sales will continue to dominate the market for some time. That's good news for Sarah Oakes, the editor of Sunday Life magazine. She tried an e-reader but didn't enjoy using it, and it's been gathering dust ever since.
There was hardly any books that I really wanted to read. I remember at the time Freedom had just come out, and it occurred to me that before I'd got so excited about the iPad, maybe I should have looked and seen how advanced publishers were in terms of releasing books. The capacity of the iPad that I had was fairly limited, so by the time I put kind of a lot of things that were on my Mac onto it, I couldn't really carry a lot of books around with me. It was kind of heavy, and it was something else for me to worry about when I was, like, riding my bike or in a cafe, was that I was carrying this sort of expensive piece of technology around with me. You know, I'm talking to you and I'm looking at my bookshelf and all those beautiful spines, and, you know, books are still like a work of art, and, you know, there's some kind of mediums that I hope will always exist just because of their content and because of their beauty.
That was Sarah Oakes, the editor of Sunday Life magazine, speaking with Michael Atkin.